In today's program, we'll be taking a look at the history of outsourcing in the USA. The manufacturing sector, in particular, has been outsourcing processes successfully for several decades. The new Boeing 787 is an interesting example of how aircraft manufacturers are outsourcing production around the world. Only about 10% of the production of the 787 is done in the US. The rest is carried out by Boeing's 40 partners in the project as far apart as Japan and Italy, France and Australia. However, the aircraft company is a newcomer to outsourcing on a large scale. American car makers have been outsourcing production for much longer. In the late 1970s, US car companies were facing a desperate financial situation and consequently needed to find ways of cutting costs and increasing profits. In the mid-1980s, in response to the crisis, General Motors took the unusual decision of closing 10 factories in the US and moved them to Mexico. To turn now to other industries, Nike was also one of the first US companies to send production to other countries. In the 1980s, the company initially sent the manufacturing of its sports shoes to its subcontractors in Japan and China. This process has become known as offshore outsourcing. It's argued that this approach allows Nike to focus more on what it does best, brand building, marketing and design, and it leaves the manufacturing to offshore third parties. One consequence of outsourcing Nike did not anticipate was the bad publicity it received in the 1990s, following reports of poor working conditions in its outsourced Indonesian factories. The company's response has been to monitor its subcontractors closely in different countries to avoid any future scandals. Today, most US manufacturers outsource some or all of their products. In fact, companies that are in the manufacturing and distribution sectors all over the world are moving towards the Nike model. Outsourcing may have its critics and its disadvantages, but there is no doubt that it is here to stay.